Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this We Exalt Thee, O Lord, Monday. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you because you are God. And we thank you, Lord, for this new day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we lift you up, we exalt you, we worship you, we adore you, we love you, and we realize that with you we can do all things, without you we can do nothing. So we thank you for this telecommunication sanctuary called the Master's Call. We thank you for the two powerful and anointed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, for their yes, and we thank you for the mission and mandate that you gave them, that as we as believers dialed into this line, that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. And so we thank you, God. We thank you for them. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single thing that they need, that God, it is already supplied in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will bless each caller that comes in. And we pray for those that will listen later, Father, have your way in them, Father. As we lift you up this morning, we lift up artist life to you and the Diaz de Leon family. We say, Father, have your way, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in our lives on this day and forevermore. And these things we decree and declare, and I ask that you will lift up the speaker this morning as they will come forth, Father. I pray right now that you would increase as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus, and that our ears and our hearts and our eyes will be open to hear what thus says the Lord. And these things I decree in the matchless and the mighty and the magnificent and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Minister Jackie. The platform is yours.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting and seating everyone in this telecommunications sanctuary this morning and starting us off with that wonderful, wonderful prayer this morning. This is Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. And if you will allow me a few moments, I'll give you a little background on this call. It was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God. Co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton is super fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. And our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And we were also given a mission statement. And that mission statement is to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, all of our messages have been archived on a website as well as all the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. Now, on this website, you can always receive a word from the Lord 24 hours a day. So our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually, and corporately, will clearly be seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry, as a greeter such as Minister Tiffany so angelically did this morning, or a host, as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share to his people, or you may even have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And you ask, how did we come together? And that is through a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family. almost 30 years ago. It's a common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from God. This is a great, great, great company with the best products, as Minister Terrell would tell you, this side of heaven, to help the world become healthier and wealthier, and it's changing lives every day. So if you would like to be or like to be a part of this wonderful company or obtain more information, please contact that person that invited you to the call or contact anyone on the call that you know, and they will be more than happy to share this information with you. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call. Please share this information with your team and your prospects. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it's conducted by a team of great, great leaders that provide vital information to your artist life business and its wonderful product. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 29617-pound. Now, today on that call is Inspirational Monday, where our own, very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will be the host as well as this morning's speaker. So please, right after this call, join that call, and you will hear another rhema word from on high. Now, right now, I'm going to get out of the way and introduce our speaker so our speaker can come forth and bring to us what God has laid on her heart to share with us this morning. And our speaker is definitely, definitely no stranger to this call. We're so glad to have her back after her celebration of her year of birth and a short sabbatical to get some rest and relaxation. She is a woman of God that is phenomenal, phenomenal. She allows God to use her through her speaking and through her life as she lives the life she speaks about. God has used her mightily. She has an extensive bio, and I encourage you to go to the website to learn all about this beautiful woman. And no matter what life has presented to her, she's come back each time stronger and stronger. And so the speaker this morning is one of our very own co-founders of this call. She's no stranger to any of us. And I'd like to introduce her, this powerful woman of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear you loud and clear. God bless you and welcome back.
Minister Jackie Henderson, our Silver Fox, I thank you so very much for that kind introduction, and thank you for what you do for us here on this call. God bless you. God bless also our, I'm going to have to call her our West Coast songbird now, because God is blessing this praise team and praise and worship team to expand as a result of her prayers and leadership. And so we have an East Coast songbird. We have someone right down here in this middle of the coast in Texas. So and we are growing. And so it just excites me as I get on here this morning and hear her sing, "We Exalt Thee, O Lord." And yes, we do. Holy God, we exalt you this morning, and to God be the glory. So I thank God for you, Minister Tiffany, and I'm asking that you get together right quick, like after my scripture this morning, order my steps. I want you to do a little bit of that for me. Listen, I am so, so, so thankful to each and every one of you for what you have done for me during this blessed month, how you all have blessed me in praying for me. More significantly, you have blessed me in keeping this call most powerful sermons and the sharings that you have provided during this month. You've just been absolutely awesome. And all of this would not have ever taken place had it not been for my sister, our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God that God connected us at the heart. And we have a matriarch to make sure that it continues just that way. In giving her orders from that rocking chair, our own Mother Josie, and I thank God that I've already spoken with her, and she's told me what to do. She gives me orders like I am in her army, and so I thank God for her, for real, I do. I thank God this morning that you all, I'm going to share just a little bit from, incorporate a little of my testimony in my sermon this morning from what God has given me. It was altogether different before I got up yesterday morning and heard the news of yet another hate crime here in these great United States of America. And when you go out of this country and visit other countries, you know for a fact that we live in a great country in spite of all of the things that's going on here. But to hear that in Dayton, Ohio, we had yet another shooting. It made my heart just drop because it was just on the heels of another one. And just the day before, and I'm saying, God, what is this? What is this, oh God? What is this? And so my sermon altered just a little, but I'm still going to be coming to you today from Psalms. One of the longest Psalms of David, 119. And the title of my sermon today is Order My Steps. Order My Steps. And it originally was going to be because of my cry to God to order my steps as I have felt like I was sucker punched through life, from life. But then it shifted on yesterday after knowing that there are some people who would never see their loved ones again because of some stupid, crazy, demonic, satanic, ugly, dark thing called hate, And so in this, I'm reading from the Message Bible this morning, and I'm going to begin reading let's start. Psalms 119, 126. How about that? 126. Every word, this is from the Message Bible, you give me is a miracle word, Lord. How could I help but obey? Break open your word. Let the light shine out. Let ordinary people see the meaning. Mouth open and panting. I wanted your commands more than anything. Turn my way. Look kindly on me, as you always do to those who personally love you. Steady my step with your word of promise, so nothing malign get the better of me. Rescue me from the grip of bad men and women so I can live life your way. Smile on me, your servant. Teach me the right way to live. I cry rivers of tears because nobody's living by your book. Reading from Psalms, from David's writing. Minister Tiffany, can you assist me? Minister Tiffany, order my steps. All righty, I'm not on the board, and I can't do anything if you are not unmuted. Order my steps.
What do you need unmuted? Good morning.
Is Minister Tiffany unmuted?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'd ask her to sing a little bit of Order My Steps, but I will go on and just do the words as I have remembered them. In 2004, it was about 2004 when Order My Steps came out. It was a song that had just a good little sway to it. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Order my steps. And we would step to that, and Lord, we shouted and sang that song. In your word, dear Lord, lead me and guide me along the way. Lord, we need your anointing right now, we pray. Order our steps in your word. Order our steps in your word. And when that song came out, I took that sort of as my mantra. I started using that because I wanted the Lord to be pleased with me. And so the scripture this morning, today's scripture, Psalms 119:133, order my steps in your word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in your word. When we consider the uses of the word order here in this first clause of this verse, as it is applied to ordering David's steps, the word is speaking of regulating, directing, and governing his steps. That is what I was asking God for as well. This becomes evident by the use of his word dominion in the very second clause of the word, because if the Lord orders my steps in his word, he will not allow any iniquity have dominion over me. To understand what the psalmist is asking, we have to understand the meaning of the word dominion. Now, dominion means the power of the right of governing and controlling sovereign authority, the lordship, the sovereignty, the rule, the sway, the control, the influence. The first verse of this psalm sets forth the blessedness of those who walk in the law of the Lord. And I believe that I work hard at walking in the word and walking according to the word of God as he has regulated according to the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving this earth. And I say, God, I thank you. So as we live, then as we are walking along and believing that we are walking according to the words of God, and all of a sudden something happens and we feel that life has given us a sucker punch and we aren't in step with him anymore. Things are all out of step. It feels as if we can't get a step in right. We are slipping and we are falling and we can't seem to get it right. Things don't appear to feel good anymore. Things don't look right anymore. When I turned on that TV and saw this craziness, I said, God, what in the world is going on? It doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. It's all out of order. Then what do we do? What do we do, you guys? We still stand on the word We lie flat in on our backs and look to the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help cometh from the Lord. And we cry out to God and repeat the word back to him. Every word you give me is a miracle word. And I am expecting, God, that you show up because your promises are true. I believe in you, God. I don't know how. I don't know how, God. Hallelujah, it's going to happen, but it has to happen. I work very hard as I bring the word to you here on Monday mornings to not get political, to stay right in the word of God. Hayashi, glory to God, help me today. But as I was studying to help me better understand what is going on, I just cannot give this message this morning without saying that, and I studied to make sure that what I am about to say is true. And it's true. Since 2016, the study has been shown that the counties that hosted 45 rallies have seen a 226% increase in these stupid hate crimes. God, what is it that we are to do as the children of God? Recognize that we have a problem. Houston, we got a problem. America, we have a problem. Listen, guys, prayer warriors, we have a problem. It's time for us to get in step with the Lord and ask God, what is the order of the day? The order of the day is that we understand that God is still a God that orders our steps and who will uphold us. Psalm 17:5 says, hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man, a good woman, a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. We know that no good person is going to go out here and just kill up folk just because they said they crazy. You better come on here. The devil is a liar. I plead the blood of Jesus against this thing. I need somebody to stand up with me and says, I'm ready to get in step with you this morning, Dr. PK. I'm ready to tell the devil he is a liar. It is time for this mess to stop, and it is time for it to stop right now. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Psalms 37:24 says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. Psalm 119:10 says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thou commandments. Thou commandment says, thou shall not kill. You better come on here. We know that this is not of God. This is not godly. Ain't nothing about this thing that we are looking at on this TV is about God. This is a loosening of demonic forces, and we have the victory. So let us step in victory. Now let me talk to you a little bit about the steps. In the military, we have to do parades, and we have to be in step. And I remember the first time that I was to march in a parade, I was out, and I was marching like I was a majorette. I always wanted to be a majorette, but, you know, I wasn't cute enough to be a majorette down there in that Monticello, Mississippi town, so I just had to play the clarinet. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to lift my knees high and march like the majorette. Well, I want you to know, oh, Lord Jesus, I done run out of time. I want you to know that in the military, I was called out as a duck walker and said, lower those steps. Now, you all, it's time for us to lower our steps. Come on down. Bring those majorette steps, high steps down low. Get down low here so that we can all get in step with this prayer and this fasting and this demand against Satan and saying, you will not. not have your way in this country. We refuse to let you come up in here because God is ordering our steps to do the right thing. And the right thing is that we are to love each other, to care for each other, and to ensure that we are going to see Jesus after all of this mess is said and done. I come against this hate crime mess in the name of Jesus, and I'm asking today, who's going to get in step with me? Because God has given me an order that this is the step that we are to be taking right about now. How about that? Come on, Minister Jackie. It's time to close us out. 3 minutes to go. I'm sorry about it.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that word this morning. Order my steps. I will be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come before you. We thank you for this wonderful country that we live in, that this is a great, great country, God. We know that you see what's going on in this country, God, and we know that you are God that can stop all things and stop this. You said if my people would humble themselves and pray, that you will heal their land. So, Lord, thank you for the prayer warriors on this call. As we come together and lift you up and pray for the healing of this land, God, we know that you will heal this land. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for what you are doing and the protection that you have kept around us, that we have not seen any harm out of this chaotic mess that the enemy is trying to come and kill, steal, and destroy. We rebuke it. We rebuke it right now in your name, God. We lift this country before you, that this country shall be restored, God. We thank you for each and every caller on this line and their ability, God, to speak with you and speak truth, speak light back into this land, God. We thank you for each and every caller on this line. We thank you for Artist International, that company that has brought us together to share this word with you this morning. We thank you for our leadership on this call, God, that they are women of substance, and they not only teach the word, but they live out the word. And as a prime example of how we should live our life, God, we ask that for those that have called in on our prayer request that have sickness in their body, you know each and every one of them at this time, God, we ask that you cover them and that you heal them from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet and lift them up. God, we thank you for the bereaved family, that you are restoring peace back in their souls and giving them the strength to deal with such a time as this in their lives. And God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line as we continue to go out and be those soldiers in the battlefield, lifting you up, and ministers in the marketplace, letting people know that you are abounding over all of us, God. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. And if you would like to hear the playback of this very powerful, powerful call this morning, I ask you to go to 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957677#. And immediately following this call, as we proceed on to the new morning motivational call, please follow us over and you will hear another great word from on high, from our very own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who will also be hosting this call as well as the speaker. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that is 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617#. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and covering us with that prayer. And thank you again, Pastor T.K. Roberts Patton, for that on time this word this morning, and that letting us know to let God order our steps. Would you please come back and give us our closing benediction at this time?
Oh, holy God, as we leave this place together right now, we are asking that your peace bless the name of Jesus. Your protection, glory to God, your precious Holy Ghost will keep each and every one of us safe in your name as you are ordering our steps on today. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friend. Bye-bye.